WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
5 years ago, the film world had largely given up on Robert Altman, the director of the 70s films MASH, McCabe and Mrs. Miller, and Nashville. In the 90s, his career was revived by The Player and Shortcuts. Altman's new movie is one of the most eagerly awaited of the holiday season. Film critic Stephen Schiff has a review of Ready to Wear.
Robert Altman has made bad movies before, and he's entitled. The power of his best work comes partly from his willingness to leap off artistic cliffs without worrying too much about where he may land. But there's a difference this time, and the difference is hype. When Altman directed Turkeys before, I'm talking about movies like Health, Beyond Therapy, Quintet, O.C. and Stigs, the world hardly took notice. But how can you avoid taking notice of Ready to Wear, with its huge four-page newspaper ads, with its oceans of pre-publicity during last spring's Paris fashion collections, with its screenings at various society benefits, not to mention the little furor that arose at the change of the movie's name, from prêt-à-porter, which at least had some pizzazz, to its dull English translation. Even Off the Rack would have sounded more intriguing. Ready to Wear is an attempt to make a Nashville of the fashion world. It has 31 featured characters and a dozen plots, all of them woven around the week of the Paris collections. At the beginning, the organizer of those collections chokes to death on a sandwich, and a murder investigation ensues. But since we know from the start that the murder wasn't really a murder, and that all of the suspects are therefore innocent, the movie has no narrative motor. There's no plot, only a bunch of subplots. One of them features Stephen Ray as a hotshot fashion photographer being wooed by the outlandishly stupid editors of Vogue, Elle, and Harper's Bazaar. The most dignified of the three is Linda Hunt as the editor of Elle, and Altman conspires to strip her of that dignity instantly in scenes like this one between her and Stephen Ray.
You know what I want to talk about, don't you?
I'm the foggiest, but I love surprises.
And I love your work. I want you to sign with Elle. I'll get you everything you want. I'd stake my job on it.
Would you now?
Yes, I would. And more than that.
What could be more than that, Miss Crumb?
Well, let's see. I would get down on my hands and knees if I thought it would help.
You never know. Might help.
I beg your pardon.
The movie seems at once half-baked and overcooked. Half-baked because none of the ideas in it feel thought through, because all the characters are two-dimensional cartoons, and because the jokes are obvious and flat. And overcooked because Altman seems to have arrived in Paris already knowing everything he wanted to say about the fashion world. In other words, he appears to have observed nothing, learned nothing, experienced nothing. The fashion world is superficial. The people in it are shallow. They take themselves too seriously. They battle over trivia. This is biting satire. Ready to Wear is not only unfunny and charmless, it's insulting. You feel as though you'd been invited to a fancy dinner, only to have the chef serve up beans and francs and call it haute cuisine. I say, ignore the hype and save your money. For the price of 4 tickets, you can just about afford a pair of Calvin Klein underwear.
Film critic Stephen Schiff. Merry Christmas from all of us at Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross.